And we want to welcome all of His Glory Nation from east to west to north to south. Welcome to today's Take 5. Happy Friday, June the 2nd. A special Brighteon.tv version of His Glory. Special shout out to our partners at Brighteon. They do a great job, Mike and the team. We're thankful for their partnership. We're thankful that they air the His Glory programs and interviews, and thankful that they air our tent revivals all over their network. Today's interviews you're going to see Mickey Willis is coming out with Plandemic 3 that will be done on Saturday, tomorrow. And also you're going to see our interview with Clay Clark, what's going on in the world with AI, Elon Musk, and the whole nine yards. This is a critical time. If you watched His Glory this week with General McInerney was with us, we're at a critical time in U.S. history. We the people have to stand in the gap. We have to take action. So enjoy these two interviews.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mickey Willis. Mickey, it is great to see you again.
So good to see you too, my friend.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about your latest Plandemic 3, and then we can talk a little bit about what you did with us in Holy Land, because both of them are off the charts brilliant.
Well, thank you so much. I have an extraordinary team here. So we're now in production on 4 movies at the same time. We had 5 going, but thankfully Holy Land is now in the sound mix phase, and tonight, Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening, goes into its sound mix phase to have a quick rush before its live premiere here in Austin, Texas, this Saturday night, June 3rd. It'll also be world premiered, live streamed on Dell Bigtree's The High Wire, which all the information of that can be found at PlandemicSeries.com. I just found out, too, that we opened up a few seats because we were holding some seats for some cast members that lived out of the country, and they're unable to make it. So if anyone is near Texas and wants to join us this Saturday night, go to PlandemicSeries.com and grab those. I think there's about 8 seats left.
Wow. I've seen the red carpet. It's going to be an amazing event. Can we back up a little bit and just let everyone share your breakthrough with Plandemic 1 and how many people saw this documentary you did? It was amazing.
Absolutely. So I was in the middle of directing another documentary called The Narrative. I'm a media veteran. And I have, for many years, have been very aware of the destructive force that the media has become to divide us and to destroy our nation from within. And so I was making a movie called The Narrative to really expose what's happened to mainstream media and the paid personalities who will lie with right to our face and smile the whole time. They know that people are dying as a result of their lies. And while I was making that movie, there was so much happening in the world. Trump was in office at the time, and a lot of things were happening, disrupting the system. And so a lot of the whistleblowers that I was interviewing were all very clear that some major event was going to happen, a planned event was going to happen. One of them said, of 9/11 proportion. So be aware, get your homes in order because something's coming. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, the pandemic was declared. And backing up even further, I had a brother that was killed by a medicine called AZT, which was prescribed by Anthony Fauci in the 80s and 90s. And 300 plus thousand people were killed by this medicine. So when I saw him resurface, it was shocking to me, to say the least, that he was still in office. I almost had a visceral reaction when I saw his face and heard his name again. I'd heard it a year before because I'd met with Judy Mikovits about potentially turning her life story into a scripted feature film. And she brought him up and I said, well, I have my own connection with that guy. You know, he actually was responsible for killing my brother. And here he is, he resurfaces and he's still holding such power over America and beyond in the medical industry that I called Judy right away and I said, you know, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And she said, yeah. And I said, it's going to get bad. You know what's coming. And she said, yes. And I said, well, why don't you come to my studio and we'll sit down and tell the world what you know, because I think that it's important that we can hopefully maybe we can save some lives if people understand that what they're about to experience is a planned event and it's going to do great destruction to our nation and to our people and beyond. And so she came over and we did a probably, I think, a 2.5-hour, 3-hour interview. And my intention at the time was just to cut that together as like a little podcast interview and put it out online and hopefully get a couple million views. And next thing we know, it's well over 1 billion views and it's officially the most seen independent movie in history. And that is thanks to the people and thanks to the power of truth that it was, you know, as they say, you know, truth shall set us free.
Right.
And what we need more than anything right now is freedom. And so the people recognize that there was some truth in that video, which now 3 years later, 100% of the claims we made in Plandemic 1 and then 3 months later we made Plandemic 2 have been fully validated. They called us crazy because we said that it was that the virus was constructed in a laboratory through gain of function research funded through the NIH through Anthony Fauci, and Plandemic 2 actually followed the patents to prove all of that. And so all they could do was attack our characters because they couldn't attack the information, but that's how they work.
Well, did they certainly attack you, Dr. Judy, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Bartlett, me, all of us. And, you know, unfortunately, these doctors that we have on His Glory said, it's unfortunate that we were right because many, many, many people were died because of this pandemic.
That's what I've been saying lately a lot when people say, how's it feel to be vindicated? And I said, horrible.
Yeah.
Really, you know, bittersweet. Part of me loves that we could say we were right against the lies and smears of the media and fact checkers. But if I ever, you know, wanted to be wrong in my life, it was about this situation. I would have loved to have been proven wrong. But unfortunately, we were proven right. And this next warning with Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening, I'm hoping that the world takes heed and listens very closely to this next warning because it is it's a big one.
Yeah, I know you can't. We don't want to take away from the movie because we want everybody to see this. Can you give a little bit of teaser about that?
I sure can. Yeah, you know, it's America is the firewall preventing a class of people that are probably best identified as the globalist, and these are very wealthy, elite, as they like to call themselves, people who have lost touch with their own humanity. Ironically, as we do a deep dive into who each of them are, at least the ones that are nameable, there's so many puppet masters who will never know their names, but the ones that have been pushed out front, who are either intentionally or under their own spell doing very wicked acts against humanity, so far, we have been able to deduce that every single one of them are atheists. So it tells you a little bit about what's happening out there.
Yep.
And so they've lost touch with their humanity. They've lost touch with their creator. They've lost touch with that thing that has us respect and have reverence for every breath that we take in this existence. And as a result, they see that because we're reaching a point in technological advancement that the worker bees, that's how they see the people, the slaves, are expiring. Their usefulness is no longer there because robots and automation is taking over. And the upside to all of that, and the question that we pose to people in this movie and beyond, is that that is a potential that we could be literally pushed out of our livelihoods, but it's really up to us because we're responsible for this ultimately, because we enable this, we sleep through all the warnings. We want to look away from anything that's uncomfortable or too heavy. We want to just look at our phones or binge watch on Netflix or stare at football all day, whatever it might be. All these things that we do to distract ourselves from reality is what has allowed us to suddenly be here and be slapped awake to recognize where we are and then wonder how the heck did we get here. And so these new technologies that are coming, they actually, you know, because there's nothing inherently good or bad within technology. It's the way that we engage with it.
Right.
It's the way that it's used. And so these technologies can literally free us up. You know, there's so many jobs that they don't want to do. They're hard labor jobs, and they become maintenance workers to their own lives. And so if we can reframe this and allow technology to advance, because I love innovation myself. I work with digital technologies every single day, even use AI to help write, and it's quite an extraordinary tool. But are we going to misuse it the way we've misused everything, from sex to food to drugs to everything? We misuse. And so if we can be responsible and actually be the ones who the people regulate how these technologies are used, it's potentially we could move into a new era where we have machines doing the labor, the backbreaking labor that have been, you know, burdening some, you know, generations, to free people up to be with their families more, to create what they want to create, to move forward and reconnect with their dreams and what their God-given purpose is to be here in this life. And so that's the other side of the coin, the other side of the potential of what we can do with this. And so we take a look at all of that and really leave it with the people that to know that we've been lulled into this hypnotic spell that has us believing that we are the followers and we just need to vote for the right leader and then everything is going to get better. And the question is, has it ever? No matter who you vote for and who gets in, does it get better? Does it stay better? Has America progressed in a wonderful direction? You know, or are things getting worse? And I think the answer is really clear that it's progressively gotten worse. And so all the time-saving inventions and all this stuff that we've misused, we become addicted to convenience and comfort. And so we eat food just because it's convenient, and then it kills us, and there's obesity epidemics and all of that. So yep. Once we start engaging in our world in an aware capacity and really taking responsibility and being present with each other, you know, having a foundation, a deeper foundation of spiritual practices within our families and eating dinner together again and being present with our children, listening to them, taking them out into nature, getting away from devices. All of these things are what we need to do to achieve what is the intention with Plandemic 3 ultimately, which is, we call it rehumanize. We've been dehumanized and now it's time to rehumanize.
That's right. That's one of the things I like about being here in Texas is I take my phone off and just get on the tractor and just, you know, meditate with the Lord and turn things off.
It's so important. It's so important.
So from Plandemic 1 to Plandemic 3, here we are. Are you finding that people are waking up more now?
Absolutely they are. You know, I as I like to say that I used to be able to go, you know, speak live and I would drop some truth bombs on people and you would see the visceral reaction in the audience of either people just shaking their heads like, I can't believe that's real, that there's no way, or just wide-eyed and surprised. And today, I can't do that anymore. And it's a wonderful thing because the moment you start to say, did you hear about what Bill Gates is or whatever, everyone's shaking their heads. They've all seen it. They've all shared it on Telegram. So this situation has birthed a generation of citizen journalists, of people that weren't paying attention before, but this has shaken them awake to such a degree that they are now digging for their own information because they realize that the sources of information they've been following, they can't trust. And so they're waking up in that way. Wonderful to see all of my Black friends are all having a very similar experience of waking up to understand the way they've been used through the Democratic Party. And then same with my friends from Mexico and Latin America, they're starting to wake up to that and say, you know, we're being used in this country. We're being used as cattle, as workers, and as a voting block. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly the way it's always been. So wake up to that. That's why the borders are open. Not because they love you, but because you serve them. And so a lot of that is happening. And also a lot of parents, you know, my wife and I started our own school here in Texas, and a lot of parents are waking up to the same, you know, realization that the education systems are just toxic indoctrination camps at this point. And so they're pulling their kids out of school and they're homeschooling and they're finding alternative ways to teach their children. And that's one of the most important things to me right now, because, you know, they've been indoctrinating students at the collegiate age for a long time.
Yeah.
And when you're 18, 20 years old, and you suddenly have a crazy Marxist professor drill a bunch of craziness into your head, you might go wild for a little bit, but there's still a foundation of morals and truth to be found within that person. But when you disrupt a child in its formative years, at 5 years old, at 6, 7 years old, it's a very tough thing to come back from, because that's literally, I always tell my kids, be very careful what your input is right now, because your mind is like wet clay. And it's shaping and it's forming, and you want to form it in a beautiful way. So everything, I don't want to have to be the one to tell you can't look at that, you can't do that. I want you to be your own judge. How does that feel, what you're experiencing there? It might be interesting because it's different, but always check in and ask yourself, does this feel healthy for me? Does this feel like something that the wet clay of my brain needs to be shaped into right now? And so they start making their own powerful choices. And they'll say, "Come watch this movie, Dad." And I'll look at it and I'll say, "Let me see the trailer." "Yeah, it looks fine. Go for it." And then I come back up 20 minutes later and it's off. And I go, "What happened? You don't like it?" And they go, "No, it was a lot of indoctrination, Dad. And they'll tell me what they're talking about in the movie." And so we turned it off. And I said, "That's amazing. They're choosing for themselves already."
Yeah, that's so important. You know, we had Sam Sorbo help us bring our youngest to a homeschool. And outside bringing our kids to know our Lord and Savior, the second most important thing we can do is get the education of our children. And we've just given that to the government.
Yes, yes, we have. And that is the goal too. So what we're undergoing right now, and I don't know if anyone on your show has spoken about this, but the best examples, if you want to know what's happening in America right now, thumb back through the pages of history and just into the 60s and study Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution in China, because that is a really clear example, model for what's happening in America. We are undergoing a cultural revolution. And so Mao's Cultural Revolution, which he borrowed from the Russian Revolution, was a complete deterioration of what he called the four olds. And so pretty much everything from old memories to old traditions, anything that allowed people to remember where they came from. And that's part of our evolutionary process, right? We make mistakes in life. We feel the pain within our body. Our body becomes the gauge to have us know when something is actually right and wrong. That's when God speaks to us through the senses of our body. And we make a choice that brings us some kind of distress. And then we remember moving into our future what to do and what not to do to better guide our lives into a better place. And when you erase our memory, which is also one of the reasons there's such a move to erase our elders, because, you know, a lot of cultures sit at the feet of their elders to learn, you know, grandmother, grandfather, tell me about my future and what I'm going to experience. But here in the West, we've been programmed to just discard them and put them in homes because they're the wisdom keepers. And so in the same way, we want to erase everything that we've learned, because if we forgot where we've come from, if we forgot who and what and whose we are, then we can be shaped by the transhumanist agenda to let them be our God. And they literally, we have footage in our movie of them talking about their goal to become the masters of the universe. And that they even talk about, you know, that God was limited. All God could create was biological stuff. We're creating digital realms, and God couldn't create that, you know. And it's like this, like it's incredibly, you know, just to understand the mindset of some of the people who are so lost into their own digital reality that they actually think that that's where life is. And so back onto the Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution, you understand they shaved the heads of the young ladies. They took away all attraction between male and female so that they stopped procreating, stopped creating family. There was no desire for that. Mao Zedong gave them what's called his Little Red Book. They had to read it every day. And he, you know, when he would show up in person, there'd be thousands of young people. They called him his Red Guards, Chairman Mao's Red Guards. And they'd all have his Little Red Book. And they're, you know, just showing him that thousands, and not one of them doesn't have the book. Wow. Because they were indoctrinated to read this every day. It was their Bible. And so they become indoctrinated with this false prophet. And in turn, 80 million people died, 40 million of starvation. And those poor kids that were indoctrinated to do his dirty work, of course, they're the first to go. Because once the dictator has achieved their goal of total control, they have to get rid of the ones who know too much. And if you look at every horrific genocide that has been at the hands of a dictator in history, no dictator would have been able to do what they've done if it weren't for the enrollment of the people. So you look at Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, they all had their brown shirts, their youth, their Red Guards, their Red Army. And these were the citizens that were lulled into this mass hypnosis, mass formation state. And then they did the dirty work for the dictators. And so the Great Awakening really lays out how they do that, how they're doing it now, because now we have, you know, the everyone's against everyone, right? Vaccinated against the unvaccinated.
Yep.
The division. Atheist against anyone with beliefs, black against white. They have to divide everyone up. And then they create, you know, like they're creating an army right now, a transgender supportive army right now. And those will become the guards of today. And so the movie basically shows that you're being used. They actually always refer to them as useful idiots. And that was the terminology that they developed for their followers. And so this movie shows everyone how that happens, how it's happening right here in America and in other nations, how to break the spell, how to recognize it. And it's through my experience. The movie opens with me asking myself a question that I asked myself in 2016. I was on the far left. I was traveling with Bernie Sanders as a filmmaker, documenting his 2016 campaign. I realized that very few people could give me logical answers to any of the questions I was asking them. Tell me about socialism, democratic socialism. How do you achieve this without further empowering the federal government? Nobody could answer these questions. And the first question I asked was, are they hypnotized? And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm part of them. Am I hypnotized? And that question unlocked a sort of faith healing for me, because just by asking myself that question, it's like the curtain was pulled back and I could see what I couldn't see before.
Right.
I could hear what I couldn't hear before. And that's what I'm hoping to achieve with this movie, is that the curtain is pulled back and people are able to see the hypocrisy within the ideologies that they are suddenly pushing, you know, that there is no biological difference between a man and a woman. Like, you know, to recognize that the same people that were one weekend fighting for abortion, the next weekend we're out fighting for mandated inoculations. To recognize, like, is that logical? What's going on with you inside your psyche that you would be led to work against your own self-interest and your own people, cast out your family, you know, to deny, you know? And that's what happened with Mao's Red Guards. There were children that were spying on their own parents and turning them in and celebrating when they were executed. That's how deep the mess.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Hi, Ohio Amy here with Brighty on TV. If you want to know the truth, you know where to go. Brighty on TV, the fastest growing news truth network. Go to brightyon.tv.net.
Find the truth at BrightEon.tv. I'm Nate with Operation Underground Railroad. It's a pleasure today. Thank you, Ohio. Brett Brown is on. We look forward to many more. Help us rescue children from sex trafficking. OURRescue.org. And follow us at Our Rescue on social media.
You guys are just a real blessing, and thank you for supporting our ministry at FreedomForYouFellowship.org. May God bless you, and thank you.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Lose money to be able to personally speak freely. Then,
We've also lost money, advertising money, because some advertisers got community noted.
Right.
Linda Iaccarino here, class of 1980. We're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about masking up or packing up. I promise you, we're doing good so far. Just keep your distance, get your hands washed often, get tested often, and wear your mask.
Okay, so Dave, let me get your thoughts. His Glory is a growing organization. You guys are continuing to grow the His Glory organization for His Glory. And I've known you for a long time, and this would never happen. But let's just pretend this did happen for a second, okay? So pretend that Dave gets injured. He hurts his knee, and he says, Clay, could you fill in for me for the week? And I go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what, Dave? I am so busy. I've got so much going on. I'm going to do one better. I'm going to bring in a person with leadership experience. I mean, she's a leader at the World Economic Forum. Okay. This is a chairman and advertising partnership head at NBC Universal, who once famously said, mask up or pack up. She's a member of the World Economic Forum, Dave. And I think that is who we should bring in, you know, as you're recovering from this knee injury. Now, again, this scenario would not happen. But Dave, I mean, just love to get your thoughts on Elon Musk's decision to bring in a leader at the World Economic Forum to lead Twitter.
Yeah, that's not a good decision. And you got to question his leadership with that move, because many looked at him as a white knight coming in and helping with Twitter and all the stuff that's going on with Twitter. But my flag is up with Elon big time. Not only with this hire, I mean, why would you bring in a CEO that has that connection? And then also what he's trying to do with AI and the chip and the brain as well.
Now, the FDA, just so we're clear, the FDA approved Elon Musk's company Neuralink. For anybody out there that doesn't know this, the FDA has approved, they've given approval to Elon Musk to begin putting chips inside the human head. Now, the same FDA, they would not allow a lot of your guests, our guests, we mutual friends of ours, they will not allow these doctors to treat their patients with budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I mean, Dr. Bartlett went through a personal hell for telling the world that you could treat people effectively using budesonide if they had COVID-19. Yep. And the FDA said, no, you can't. This is the FDA that withheld, hydroxychloroquine from people that desperately needed it. And this same FDA has said, oh, yeah, oh, Elon Musk, yeah, baby, put that chip in the human head. Go for it, FDA. What Musk's Neuralink says, Musk's Neuralink says he has the FDA approval. Again, folks, this is being reported mainstream, Sky News. You've got Yahoo News. I mean, this is a fact. The Reuters reports. Okay, Elon. So what are your thoughts there on the FDA approving Elon Musk to put a chip in your head there, James?
Well, ever since Elon Musk said that AI is the same as summoning the demon and then wanting to put that inside of our own brains, I think that's just a horrible idea and everyone should reject that.
Now, I respect you. I just want you to know I'm going to write you off as a conspiracy theorist and move on. No, I'm just kidding. That's what the media does. If you bring up facts, they go, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Back to the fake news.
Back to the weather. Okay, so we hit play here. Here we go. This is more Elon Musk last night. Now, I'm very concerned about this interview because it takes a real weird turn here in just a second. Watch this.
Well, you see Twitter as more than social media. You know, you've got X and the everything. And
yeah, so there's
what is the future vision for them?
You know, some of that will be fulfillment of the vision I had for X.com 24 years ago, which was, you know, to be an all-encompassing financial services provider. You know, that's actually an important part of freedom as well. If those doing, you know, the money exchange or running the money system can stop people who disagree with them politically, that's a huge problem. I mean, saw that happen in Canada with the trucker strike, where people were being like basically financially ostracized from society for just protect, you know, being a peaceful strike. You know, I saw some strange things with PayPal where they were like suspending accounts that they for what appeared to be political reasons. I don't know if you saw any of that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, so there has to be freedom of information. That's it. But money is a form of information. So I think it's important that we have a within the bounds of the law that we enable freedom of flow of money, which is a form of information.
And you see that living on Twitter eventually. It's part of X.
I think we need to broaden the branding.
Yeah.
Like Twitter made sense as a name. You know, if people are sending, you know, texts, basically group texts at 140 characters a piece between each other, that's kind of a short thing, a tweet, you know, not a long thing. but at the point at which you've got not just text, but pictures, video, live interaction, a full array of financial services, full array of communications, encrypted communications, voice, video, everything. Twitter, I think, is the wrong branding for that. I believe in descriptive branding. So, whereas X is kind of, X can mean anything. So X marks the spot. X is where the treasure is. XXX is where the coin is.
We're Christians, so we wouldn't know.
X-rated.
Twitter has changed its name now to X Corporation, with the owner and, of course, CEO Elon Musk at the helm. And he's long envisioned this everything app that will really be the all-encompassing place.
For anybody out there that doesn't know this, okay, just facts about the letter X, so we're on the same page. Elon Musk has changed Twitter to become an entity now called the X Corp. That's a fact. Elon Musk's Twitter no longer exists, okay? It's now called the X Corp. For anybody who needs to see this, Forbes has reported this. I'm not the one reporting this. These are facts. He's openly discussing this. X, Elon Musk, he's tweeted out X. Okay. X, that's what he does. Elon Musk, it's X.com is the website that he owns. That's X. Elon Musk, again, owns X.com. X is the common symbol among Satanists. X is the eye patch that Madonna wears when she does her satanic seance-filled concerts. So Madonna often will wear this X eye patch when she performs her satanic concerts. Little Nas X is the first devoted satanic rapper. This is the first satanic rapper. This is Little Nas X. He has Satan.shoes. This is his brand. He's the first pro-Satan rapper that's really out there making news. Again, this is Lil Nas X, the first openly satanic rapper to hit mainstream. X obviously is the sign of adult content. X means you're double crossed. When you say someone said they're going to do something, they do something else. It's a double cross is the meaning of that. Anyway, I can go on and on with X symbolism. I'd just love to get your thoughts how he continues on a Christian show. He brought up X and they kind of laughed nervously, like, we wouldn't know. And then he brings it up again. Love to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, what was crazy is when they said we're Christians, his immediate response back was X-rated. That's not good.
Right. I mean, James, any thoughts? Any thoughts there?
Well, their whole agenda is satanic, and now we're seeing, you know, Elon Musk walk lock and step with the rest of the deep state.
So let me pull up this next clip here. This is, again, Elon Musk. You'll be able to see that. I think you have to see him say this sometimes to believe that he said this. Now, again, if I was doing an interview with you, Dave, and, you know, Dave, you said, how are things, Clay? And I'm like, oh, things are great. You know, I'm working on this thing called this. It's crazy, okay? Or the singularity. And you go, what? And I go, it's the singularity. You're going to love it, Dave. I think you would go, what are you working on? And you'd look it up. And if you knew what that word meant, you would say, this, we have some concerns here. Just watch Elon Musk. This is mind-boggling.
AI, which is, you know, called it's called the singularity for a reason. Like, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's like a black hole. You go in the black hole, what happens? Don't know. We're on the singularity, AI singularity event horizon. Circling the black hole.
The Gilgamesh Project, the attempt to overcome disease, old age, and death, is the flagship of science. It serves to justify everything that science does. Whenever there is doubt, we just think about that and we say, okay, go on. More and more scholars say that what really awaits us in the future is the singularity. Now, what is the singularity? The singularity is a point in which our world of meaning collapses completely.
I'm curious then about AI, which many people say will lead to great productivity gains. You showed those robots. I mean, I can imagine what they conceivably could do when powered by AI. But I'm also curious, because you've certainly been concerned What percentage do you give the chance that it will destroy humanity?
Well, the advent of artificial general intelligence is called a singularity because it is so hard to predict what will happen after that. With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
In your chief twit still right now, but you hand that off when?
Still figuring that out.
He openly referred to the singularity during a mainstream interview. Then on a Christian interview, he just threw out the term singularity, which Yuval Noah Harari has been describing for two decades as the moment when civilization will collapse. And it's connected to the Gilgamesh Project, the project with which Yuval Noah Harari had earned so much notoriety amongst transhumanists that Obama began to celebrate him. Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, all these organizations working to provide eternal life by allowing you to upload your consciousness to the internet. This project is called the Gilgamesh Project, aka Singularity. And Dave, he hops on a Christian show and just throws out the term about that is the term that means when all life as we know it collapses and ceases to exist. He throws it out and they're going, yeah, okay. I'd love to get your thoughts.
That's just where we've gotten. We've gotten as a church. We have to say no to this stuff. It's insane.
I mean, James, any thoughts there?
You're right. It's pure insanity. You know, they know it's going to collapse our society, but then they continue to build it every single day.
Now, this is real. This is a real thing. Now, I'm going to get a little bit deep into the biblical. I want anybody out there to rebuke me if you don't agree. If you can say, hey, what you're saying isn't in the Bible, please go to the Bible. If I ever say something that's not in the Bible, you feel like I'm off, go to the Bible. Please go to the Bible. Use your own discernment. But I'm going to play this. This is from Revelation chapter 16, okay? This is an audio version. This is the King James version, just so you can follow along, folks. I'm going to hit play. Watch this.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon.
Now, I believe, and someone else can say, you're off, buddy. Every time I hear the phrase dragon, all I can think about is China. That's just me. I think about China, dragon, China. That's the mask. That's what I think of. And it says, out of the mouth of the beast, what? It says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
And welcome back. You can see those entire interviews with Clay and also Mickey Willis on our app or at hisglory.me. Great interviews. Speaking of Mickey Willis, not only has got Plandemic 3 coming out tomorrow that is a must-see, but also Mickey Willis did our Holy Land. That is our documentary of our time in Israel. You're going to see that right there. So amazing time. It is a game changer when you go to Israel. This was our journey and putting the Bible into end times, Matthew 24. There's our baptisms in the Jordan River. And so we hope you enjoy this. This will be coming out later this summer. And also you can sign up for our next trips to Israel. That will be in December. That will be the tent revival. We'll be out in June, but in Israel, it will be December. There you go. December or November 30th to December 8th. And then also December 10th to December 17th. So join us at those. All right, Mac Bear Vitamins. Get your Mac Bear Vitamins. Get those today. That is our partnership with Dr. Artis. Get our kids healthy, 20 different vitamins and minerals in each one of those. Also, Kingdom Fuel. Get your Kingdom Fuel. We're going to be doing a fasting of Kingdom Fuel here in the next week or so. $5 a meal. Use Fuel 10. You get 10% off your first bucket purchase of Kingdom Fuel. 2-year shelf life. Great for saving up, but it's also great to replace a meal or two to get healthy. Also, Kingdom Candy. Get your Kingdom Candy. That is in between. You can get your Kingdom Candy bars. They are absolutely amazing. All right. Also, His Glory with His Glory gold coin. This is our partnership with Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Get the His Glory Gold Coin. Those are now shipping out, and then you can get the His Glory Silver Coin pre-order. Those will be shipping out in 2 weeks. With the dollar going down, the financial network is worse than it was in 2008. So many people are moving this. Use our partners at His Glory on our His Glory partner page, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. Get your silver and gold today. All right, and last thing we're going to talk about is our tent revival. Our tent revival in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. Join us there in good old Pennsylvania. We'll be hitting all 50 states. There you go. Dr. Sherwood will be there. Bo Pony will be there. Timothy Dixon will be there. And then we'll have the local band, Praise Band. We'll have the Steve Hill Band. Mount Zion will be there. And Jimmy Levy will be with us. He's got the number one song on iTunes right now going all over about Target. So join us at the Tent Revival on June the 24th in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. God bless you and go in His shalom.